The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latshaw from the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Ladies Magazines. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies magazines. They do come to me at different frequencies, so sometimes a certain episode here will be weighted more towards one magazine or another, but gotta work with what you get. So let's begin with this one from Woman's World. October is National Book Month. Get lost in a great read. Whether you pick up a new novel or dive into an old classic, reading a good book can do wonders for your mental health. In fact, a study conducted by the Queen's Reading Room in the UK found that reading, fiction in particular, significantly decreased feelings of loneliness and helped people feel more connected to others. Plus, the researchers discovered that spending just 5 minutes with a book reduced stress by almost 20% and increased concentration and focus by up to 11%. Need ideas for what to read next? Check out meetnewbooks.com. I'll spell it meetnewbooks.com, which offers personalized recommendations based on your current collection of books and recent search history. And speaking of, from Real Simple, the books list top picks for book club and beyond. Today we've got five recommendations. First, Satire with a Heart, the book What a Time to Be Alive by Jade Chang, C-H-A-N-G. The 30-something Lola Treasure Gold is not doing great. Unemployed, she's living in her childhood home in the Hollywood Hills, and one of her best friends has just died in a skateboarding accident. When Jade unwittingly stars in a viral video that launches her to fame as a self-help influencer, all while she tries to navigate her own actual complicated reality. This hilarious examination of wellness culture is also an insightful take on where we truly find meaning. Next, Pick a Color is the book by Suvankam Thamavongsa. I'm absolutely going to spell that. Thamavongsa. The book centers on a day in the life of Ning, a nail salon owner, whose privileged clients only know her and her co-workers as Susan. But Ning is, of course, not just an anonymous manicurist. She's a retired boxer, whose sharp and witty observations about her circumstances come to a roaring head as the workday passes. A powerful novel that is profoundly of the moment. This quick read, less than 200 pages, is not to be missed. And a chance-of-a-lifetime kind of book, Layla, 33, has always dreamed of a dance career. When she's invited to spend 9 months as the choreographer in residence at a prestigious Vermont Arts Institute, she accepts, though she'll have to leave her day job and her husband behind in Brooklyn. Soon she discovers that being a black artist in an ultra-white community comes with challenges, as does maintaining a long-distance marriage. The book Little Movements by Lauren Morrow, M-O-R-R-O-W, brilliantly explores the ways striving toward a goal can alter how we define ourselves. Next, a coming-of-age tearjerker. Remember being young and in love and maybe not making the best decisions. Heart the Lover is the book by Lily King, K-I-N-G. It's a tender look at that rite of passage. The narrator is nicknamed Jordan by Sam and Yash, two guys she befriends her senior year of college. What begins as friendly banter in their 17th century literature class turns into more, and she eventually finds herself at the center of a love triangle that will have years-long repercussions. Keep your tissues handy for this moving story that goes deep. And a story of small-town secrets set in fictional Bonhomie, Ohio, Buckeye is the book by Patrick Ryan, R-Y-A-N. Introduces us to Cal Jenkins, who lives a quiet life, working in his father-in-law's hardware store. One day, a stranger, Margaret Salt, bursts in, demanding he turn on the radio. They hear that the Allied forces have claimed victory, signaling the end of World War II, and they share a spontaneous kiss. As the novel unfurls over several decades, a secret emerges that will impact Margaret's and Cal's families forever, revealing how one small decision can change everything. And book now to save on Thanksgiving travel. Flying to see family for the holiday? Fares for Thanksgiving trips are typically the lowest 45 days before departure, and they stay low until 26 days out, according to Google Flights data. This makes now, through the end of October, prime booking time. Indeed, being an early bird could save you $100 per person or more than if you wait 2 to 3 weeks before takeoff. To find the best deals, head to google.com/flights and enter your travel dates to see the lowest fare for each day. You may be able to save even more by adjusting your trip length, since a difference of just one day can impact the price. Some clever solutions. If your fitted sheets don't stay on the bed, Bedmaker has an adjustable sheet strap or straps, $4 for a pack of four, available on Walmart.com. Just clip one across each elastic corner on the underside of the mattress, attach one end to the sheet's elastic edge, stretch it diagonally under the corner, and fasten the other side to the opposite side of that corner. The stretchy bands create anchors that keep sheets snug, smooth, and in place, no matter how much you toss and turn. As a bonus, they can even turn flat sheets into fitted sheets in a pinch. And if your fresh-picked flowers wilt too fast, the solution? Submerge the flowers, stems, leaves, and all, in a bowl of cold water for 1 hour. As they soak, snip half-inch off each stem on the diagonal. This removes air bubbles blocking water uptake. Then place the flower in a vase with fresh water and refrigerate it. This slows decay and preserves moisture while the flower rehydrates. The bloom will perk up overnight. And expired baking soda? Guess what? It still works. To deodorize shoes, pour some baking soda inside the offending footwear and let it sit overnight. The powder absorbs moisture and odors. The next day, tap out any excess to uncover odor-free shoes. To freshen up your carpet, sprinkle baking soda all over the carpet. Leave it on for a few hours, then vacuum. The pantry staple neutralizes odors rather than masking them, and it acts as a mild abrasive to help lift any dirt. And to boost laundry, add a half cup baking soda to the washing machine with each load. The sodium bicarbonate helps detergent work more effectively by softening the water, allowing for better cleaning power. Saturday, October 18th is Sweetest Day, so spread the love. Though this holiday began as a way to give treats to a significant other, it's since blossomed into a day about kindness, and those helpful acts can have a lasting impact. Study after study has shown that helping others gives older adults a sense of purpose. Even more good news, a study published in the American Journal of Geriatric Psychiatry revealed that adults with a sense of purpose in life were 28% less likely to develop dementia than those who feel more adrift. It's theorized that a strong sense of meaning reduces stress and helps protect the brain. Some little boosters from Real Simple. These are expert-approved tricks to add more protein throughout your day. Supplement salads with pantry-friendly tins, cans, jars, or packets of tuna or salmon. Just flake, drizzle with some EVU, that's extra virgin olive oil, and serve. Keep frozen edamame, those are the vegetables that look like lima beans, but aren't. Keep some frozen edamame in your freezer, defrost it in the microwave, then add it to salads, or just eat as a snack. Season and air fry cooked beans and lentils for a surprisingly crispy salad topping. Sip a mug of bone broth for about 10 grams of protein. Add a can of beans to, well, lots of things. Stir white beans into pastas and soups. Toss chickpeas into any chopped salad or grain bowl. And double the black beans in any taco or burrito filling. And cottage cheese for the win. Whisk it into eggs before scrambling them. Use it in place of ricotta, in baked pastas or like lasagna, or fold it into twice-baked potatoes or sweet potatoes in place of the sour cream. And quickie little recipe to make your breakfast smoothie protein rich by following this formula. 1 cup of frozen fruit, 1/2 cup of plain Greek yogurt, 1 tablespoon nut butter, 3/4 cup milk, and a pinch of salt. Add 1/2 scoop of vanilla protein powder and a medjool date for more sweetness if you'd like. And obviously that gets blended up real good. Monday, October 13th is National Kick Butt Day, so make a change. This encouraging holiday is all about taking action, whether it's returning to an old resolution or replacing a bad habit with a new one. The secret to success? Set goals that are engaging and personally rewarding. When researchers reporting in the journal Psychological Science tracked 2,000 adults who had set New Year's resolutions, they found that those who considered their goals enjoyable and motivating were much more likely to stick with them compared to people who described their goals as important or life-changing. Why? Intrinsic motivation, doing something because you like it, offers more immediate satisfaction than completing a goal simply for a reward. From Woman's World, lasting relief from vaginal discomfort. For half of us, vaginal tissues become thinner, drier, and inflamed with menopause, a condition called genitourinary syndrome of menopause, or GSM, or vaginal atrophy. These simple tricks soothe the discomfort. First, consider a soft gel. Soft gel, all one word. Unlike traditional hormone therapy, which affects the whole body, low-dose estrogen creams and soft gel inserts work locally to target and reverse vaginal atrophy. Placed low inside the vagina, they deliver estrogen directly to that area, found a review in the magazine Menopause. This localized estrogen relieves vaginal dryness, burning and itching, and even eases urinary urgency and frequency. And the prescription treatment is safe long-term. An 18-year Brigham and Women's Hospital study found no increased risk of side effects in women who used local estrogen. So ask your doctor if a prescription is right for you. Next, give a squeeze. Just like our biceps lose tone without exercise, vaginal muscles weaken with age, reducing blood flow and leaving tissues dry. And the same Kegel exercises that ease urinary incontinence also help reverse vaginal atrophy, improving blood flow and skin elasticity inside and out, a Canadian study found. To do, gently contract your pelvic floor muscles like you're trying to stop urine flow. Hold for a few seconds, then fully relax for a few seconds. Repeat 10 times in a row, 3 times daily. And try Siberian rhubarb. A German study found that women who took 4 milligrams of Siberian rhubarb extract daily for 3 months saw up to a 47% reduction in bladder issues, vaginal dryness, and sexual discomfort. It gently activates estrogen receptors to ease urogenital symptoms triggered by estrogen decline. Try Nusa Pure, NUSAPURE, Siberian rhubarb extract, available on Amazon. And get personal with Told You So, the audiobook by Macy Neely. Macy Neely, N-E-E-L-E-Y, made a splash in the reality television world when she appeared on The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives. But the TV personality is pulling back the curtain even more as she narrates her new memoir. Neely shares pivotal moments in her life, including being pregnant at 19, the death of her son's father, finding love again, and navigating her fertility journey. She also takes listeners through mom talk experiences like never before. Hear her raw and honest story of strength and resilience on Audible. It began being available October 7th. And Mistakes You Didn't Know You Were Making, Front Porch Pitfalls. Welcome, designer Emily Anderson of O'Hara Interiors, headquartered in Minneapolis. She helps boost your curb appeal. Her three tips. First, you're using too much white. The all-white trend has started to go out of style, both inside and outside of homes, Anderson says. Good. Because the upkeep is hard. For flooring, she likes neutral colors, like medium brown. Note, go too light or dark, and footprints will be obvious. For furniture, teak and metal are durable no-brainers. Second, you've got lackluster lighting. A shadowy entryway takes your porch from charming to chilling. To fix that, flank the front door with sconces, hang a fixture over the entry, or place standing lanterns on either side of the welcome mat, Anderson says. Exterior lighting is like jewelry for your home, she adds. It elevates the whole look. And you're overdoing it on the kitsch. Holiday decor is great in the moment, but the rest of the time, lean into the season. In autumn, Anderson recommends spiffing up your porch with plants or textiles in rich, earthy tones like burnt orange, mustard, and maroon. Halloween is just one night of the year, she says. Fall lasts a few months. And mom's cold and flu remedy really does work. And we're getting into that time of year. When it comes to combating colds and flu, a warm bowl of chicken soup may be just what the doctor ordered. A report in journal Nutrients analyzed research on the classic remedy and concluded that consuming it when upper respiratory infections strike could cut symptom severity and shorten the course of illness by 1 to 2.5 days. Credit for the effect goes to the warmth, hydrating fluids, and anti-inflammatory ingredients that chicken soup supplies. We always keep it in our pantry. Not the homemade kind, obviously, but when you don't feel good, you break out the chicken noodle soup. From Woman's Day, chicken fajita lettuce wraps. Active and total time are both 20 minutes, and this serves 4 people. Or maybe 2 or 3 really hungry ones. 2 tablespoons fresh lime juice. 1 tablespoon apricot jam. 2 teaspoons chopped chipotle in adobo. 2 tablespoons olive oil divided. 1 red onion sliced. 1 red pepper sliced. Kosher salt and pepper. 2 cloves garlic finely chopped. 1.25 pounds boneless skinless chicken breast, thinly sliced crosswise, green leaf lettuce leaves, and cilantro for serving. In a small bowl, stir together the lime juice, jam, and chipotle. Heat a tablespoon of the oil in large skillet on medium-high. Add onion and red pepper. Season with 1/4 teaspoon each salt and pepper, and cook, tossing occasionally until tender, 8 minutes. Add garlic and cook, tossing 1 minute. Transfer vegetables to a medium-sized bowl. Return skillet to heat and add remaining tablespoon of oil. Season the chicken with 1/4 teaspoon each salt and pepper and cook, tossing once until browned, 4 minutes. Toss with jam mixture. Cook 1 minute. Return vegetables to the skillet and toss. Spoon into lettuce leaves and then top with cilantro. Saturday, October 11th was It's My Party Day. This fun holiday encourages us to celebrate anything in honor of Leslie Gore's 1963 hit, It's My Party. Now, if you're young and you don't know it, it's my party and I'll cry if I want to. No matter how you choose to party, consider whipping up a batch of this delightfully fruity, cloud-pleasing cocktail courtesy of the Woman's World Mixologist. Cranberry Vodka Punch. In a large ice-filled pitcher or punch bowl, combine 32 ounces of cranberry juice, that's a whole quart, and 16 ounces, that's a pint, each of vodka, limeade, and ginger ale. Stir to blend, garnish with fresh cranberries, lime slices, orange slices, and mint sprigs, or some combo of those. And this serves 8. Old Bay Shrimp Salad Hoagies. This classic seafood sandwich gets a flavorful twist. This makes 4 servings. Active time and total time are both 15 minutes. That's right up my alley. 2 celery stalks, 4 scallions, 1 lemon, 1.5 pounds of cooked shrimp, shells removed, 1/2 cup light mayonnaise, 1 teaspoon of less sodium Old Bay seasoning, 1/8 of a teaspoon salt, 1/8 of a teaspoon pepper, 4 whole wheat hoagie rolls, 8 pieces of butter lettuce, 2 tomatoes thinly sliced. Trim and chop the celery. Trim and slice the scallions. Reserve 1 tablespoon of the scallion. Zest and juice the lemon. Cut shrimp into bite-sized pieces. In a bowl, whisk 1 teaspoon lemon zest, 1 tablespoon juice, mayo, and Old Bay. Add the shrimp, celery, scallions, salt, and pepper. Toss to coat. Chill the shrimp salad for 30 minutes or until cold. Lightly toast the hoagie rolls if desired. Line toasted rolls with lettuce and add a few slices of tomato to each roll. Divide chilled shrimp salad among hoagie buns and top with the reserved scallions. Tangy Thai Sesame Peanut Noodles. The antioxidants included in the peanut butter in this recipe reduce inflammation that stiffens blood vessels. This serves 4, but it doesn't tell me how long. You'll have to judge for yourself. We need 1/3 cup peanut butter, 2 tablespoons lime juice, 1 tablespoon low-sodium soy sauce, 2 teaspoons hot sauce, 1 tablespoon sesame oil, 2 cups broccoli slaw, 1/2 of a red pepper, cored and sliced into strips, 8 ounces of thin spaghetti, and 1/4 cup of peanuts. Bring a large pot of water to a boil. In a bowl, whisk peanut butter, lime juice, soy sauce, hot sauce, and 1 cup of water. In a large nonstick skillet, heat oil over medium-high, add broccoli slaw and pepper strips. Cook, stirring until crisp tender, 3 to 4 minutes. Remove from heat. Add noodles to boiling water. Cook until tender, 8 minutes. Drain. Add peanut sauce and noodles to the skillet. Toss until combined and top with peanuts. Now that one does sound like it'll turn out fairly spicy. And another main dish for you, this saucy chicken and gnocchi skillet from Real Simple Magazine. Active and total time are both 25 minutes. It serves 4, is quick cooking, and 1 pot. We need 4 4-ounce chicken breast cutlets, 1.5 teaspoons dried Italian seasoning, 1 teaspoon kosher salt, 1/3 cup drained and chopped sun-dried tomatoes in oil, plus 2 tablespoons of oil from the jar. This is a 7-ounce jar it comes in. Divided. 3 cloves of garlic, finely chopped, about 1 tablespoon's worth. 1 cup chicken stock. 3/4 cup heavy cream. 1 16-ounce package of potato gnocchi, found with the refrigerated pasta stuff usually. Or you can find it dried, I think. 1 5-ounce package baby spinach. And 1 ounce Parmesan cheese grated. That's about 1/4 cup. Pat the chicken dry. Sprinkle both sides with Italian seasoning and salt. Heat the tomato oil in a large skillet over medium high. Add the chicken. Cook, turning once until cooked through, about 4 minutes. Transfer to a cutting board. Add tomatoes and garlic to the skillet. Cook over medium, stirring until fragrant, about 30 seconds. Add stock and cream. Bring to a simmer over medium high. Add the gnocchi. Simmer, stirring occasionally, until slightly thickened, about 1 minute. Add spinach by the handful, stirring constantly until spinach is wilted and gnocchi is tender, about 2 minutes. Remove from heat, stir in cheese if needed, add a splash of water or more stock to loosen the sauce. Slice the chicken cutlets and place on top of the gnocchi mixture. I will say it does look tasty. They're just showing an overhead view of the skillet. Oh, it does look good. Wednesday, October 15th, National Lemon Bar Day. Treat yourself to citrus bliss with tangy lemon bars. These easy-to-make treats, courtesy of the pros in the Woman's World Test Kitchen, come together with just a few ingredients, but are packed with plenty of lemon flavor. To make them, and this does look super easy, in a food processor, pulse 1 15-1/4 ounce package of yellow cake mix with a half cup softened butter until crumbly. Press into a 13x9 dish. Top with 1 22-ounce can of lemon pie filling. Bake at 350 for 25 minutes. Let cool, then top with powdered sugar. This makes 24 bars. I think even I can handle that one. No one deserves happiness more than you. Happiness isn't a reward you have to work for, or simply wish for. And it's not something to put yourself last in line for. It's your right. Do what makes you smile. And you deserve good things. You hold the secrets to happiness within you. Joy isn't something you have to wait for or seek. It springs from the way you look at things as possibilities, from what you see in yourself the best, from how much hope you let into your heart. That means you can be happy anytime, including now. And a quick little tip, improve dry eye with this move. It's well known that blinking helps keep eyes moist, but squeezing your eyelids together at the bottom of a blink could do the job better, according to British ophthalmologists. They found that performing a series of 15 blink, squeeze, open exercises 3 times a day for 2 weeks lowered the severity and frequency of dry eye episodes more effectively than basic blinks. Based on these findings, the experts developed a free app available at dryeye-association.com that teaches the technique and delivers reminders to do it. We've run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazine. Be sure and listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. This is Jean Latshaw reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. For any comments or questions, give us a call, 919-832-5138. And thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service. Hope to hear from you next time.